Welcome once again to Leto's Law. Here's Steve Leto.
Bill sent me an interesting story out of Ohio. Police say a woman paid a thief to steal her own car from a Cincinnati auto shop. Fox19.com ran the story, WXIX, being Roman numerals XIX for 19. Chancellor Wynn wrote the story, and this is not involving insurance fraud. It's just involving a repair bill, allegedly, that someone can't pay. A woman allegedly paid someone to steal her car from a Cincinnati auto shop. Rather than paying the bill for repairs, that totaled about $3,500. Surveillance video shows the hired driver hit an employee with the car, making their getaway. And, you know, if you hire someone to break the law, not only are you responsible for the laws they break that you ask them to, you might also be responsible for the laws they break as an extra bonus, just because you're the one who started the ball rolling. And so you got to be careful when you conspire to break the law, if in fact that's what you've done here. Now, the man who owns the shop says the woman brought her car in for repairs, but when it came time to pay, she didn't have the money. And the cost was about to go up because he said he'd have to charge her storage if she just left it there. Now, he offered to work it out with her, and he said, I have another location we can put your car at. We can put the car there until you can pay me, but I'm not going to release the car until you pay me. And that's actually perfectly legal in most states. Mechanics get mechanics liens on the vehicles they work on, and they can hold the car for payment. So he said, I can work with you. I'll do what I can. But meanwhile, this happened. He said, I put it on the street right here for maybe 10 minutes, and then I went into the side of my building. I'm walking into the building, and I hear the alarm go off, the chirp of the alarm. So I turned around and saw a guy running to get into her front seat. Everyone who comes into my business, I protect their car like it's mine, he said. It would hurt my heart to know that someone's property got taken while it's in my possession. So he actually thinks, I got to save this car from being stolen because someone's trying to steal my client's car. Police say in an affidavit that the woman who owned the car had given someone a key and paid them $30 to steal it in order to avoid paying repair costs. Surveillance video shows the owner run to the entrance and step in front of the car. He says he told the person not to get out, but the driver hit the accelerator, which hit the owner of the repair shop, and dragged him down Central Avenue. He said it was definitely an experience while on the ride. Once he hit the brakes, that's when the hard part kicked in. My back still hurts from it. He's lucky to be alive. He could have gotten just run over and killed. Owner says if he'd known that, he would not have tried to stop the driver. That is, if he'd known what was going on here. The only reason I stood in front of this car was so he didn't take the property of my customer and put you in a worse position. And it turns out you were the person who sent them down here the whole time. So he's talking as if he's speaking to the woman whose car it is. The person who hit the car shop owner has not yet been identified. Meanwhile, the woman is currently being held at Hamilton County Justice Center on $10,000 bail for a charge of complicity. She will appear before a grand jury on June 30th. And of course, that's a problem. So in case you're curious, if you commit a crime by yourself, committing a crime by yourself. You talk to one other person and the two of you agree to commit a crime together, you are now involved in a conspiracy. And I've had a lot of people who talk about conspiracies. And unfortunately, conspiracy theory has become shorthand for a crazy notion. Okay, this is crazy conspiracy theory going around about something. And a lot of people think a conspiracy has got to be complicated and involve a lot of people. And in fact, I was talking to somebody once about one of the better known conspiracy theories. And the person I was speaking to said, Steve, that's impossible. It would involve too many people. And I said, why? He said, well, it's a conspiracy. I go, conspiracy is two people or more. Two people can be a conspiracy. Really? I thought it required more people. No. A conspiracy is simply two or more people getting together and agreeing or planning on, or, you know, taking steps towards committing a crime. You can get arrested for conspiracy to do something, even if you haven't completed the criminal act of the conspiracy. But I'm not going to get into that here. A lot of people don't understand how simple it can be. So let's, and I'm talking hypothetically here, let's assume a person has got their car and it's in a car repair facility. It's fixed now, so it runs, and it's parked out in the parking lot. And legally, I can't pick the car up without paying for it. So I owe $3,500 on it. I don't want to run over there and try to grab it myself because I quite haven't got the gumption to do that. But I know somebody who might do it. So I talk to somebody and go, hey, that's my car. I can't pay the bill. I'll give you $30. You run over, jump in the car, drive off with it, give me the car, and we'll go on our merry way. Guy says, okay. You hand him $30. He does that. That's a conspiracy to commit a crime because you're taking the car that's not something you have the right to do. And I know you're saying, but Steve, she's stealing her own property. Well, while the mechanic's got the lien on it, he has the right to hold it. He is lawfully in possession of it, and he does not have to surrender possession to you until you resolve the lien on the car. The person in the hypothetical I described knows that they can't walk up and get in their car and drive off. That's why they're paying someone else to do it. And again, a lot of people ask me, say, Steve, how do we know what people are thinking? Let's suppose he won't testify and she won't testify. They both take the fifth. How do we know what they're thinking? Explain to me why a guy would run over to a car that's not his, jump inside of it, and then when someone steps in front of the car, he would run them over to get out of there. Why would he do that? Does he think he has lawful possession of that car? No, his actions would indicate otherwise. Does the woman in my hypothetical believe she's got a lawful right to possession of the car? No, that's why she's paying someone else to do it. Now, if they both clam up and neither of them say anything, well, then you might have a situation where this guy jumped in the car and was driving off with it, but the fact that they know that someone paid $30 for this to happen sounds like he may have already explained what was happening. And it very well could be that the authorities might look at this and go, well, you got two people breaking the law, and you know something? Let's just get one of them. They can do that too. Whether that's the right choice to make as a prosecutor, I'm not going to say. That's not my job. But that might be what's going to happen here. They might say, well, let's get the mastermind. The mastermind of this crime. And we can get a conviction on her. We don't care so much about the guy who is carrying it out. But quite frankly, I find the story disturbing. Because number one, what she's doing is wrong. And people need to understand. She might think, I flipped some guy $30. What kind of a crime is that? Well, you flipped him $30 in my hypothetical to go grab a car that you don't have a right to possession of. So you know it's wrong. And the fact is $30 could have been $3,000, could have been $1,000,000. It doesn't matter. You flipped him some money to do something wrong. Occasionally we hear about people who are paid to commit crimes who get paid strange amounts of money. And of course, we've heard the one where, you know, somebody offers a fake hitman $50,000 to complete the job. But we also hear the crazy stories where somebody got paid like $2,100. And what? It turns out that's how much they needed to pay some bill off or something. So the fact that she flipped the guy $30 is actually not what's going to make or break how important this crime is. This crime is a serious crime because it involves theft of something of such value. And when the guy got in the car, he ran into somebody and he didn't run them over in that sense. But the guy got injured. And so to run into somebody with a car while you're committing a crime and the person gets injured, that's a serious issue too. And we've talked before about felony charges that arise from a crime happening. Now, nobody died here, so this is not felony murder. But quite often they'll talk about a cascading event or where one crime leads to another. And that's what I was getting at earlier when I said, if you flipped somebody $30 in a hypothetical to steal a car for you, and while they're stealing the car, they run somebody over. You can say, I didn't pay him $30 to run somebody over. I paid him just the $30 to steal the car. But the courts are going to look at that and say, yeah, but you were involved in the conspiracy with this person. The conspiracy was to steal the car, and the conspiracy resulted in another crime, other injuries, and those kinds of things. And those will go to all the different members of the conspiracy for a serious crime. So that's something to think about. And a lot of people wouldn't necessarily stop and think to themselves, if I flip the guy $30, he steals my car, I can get in trouble. What if he runs somebody over? Most people wouldn't think that. But that is the kind of thing that gets a lot of people in trouble. And it might be what gets her in trouble. Because the guy, it sounds like, got away briefly with the car, but not very far because they got him also. But someone's going to say, you understand that you started this chain of events when you flipped this guy $30, said, hey, go grab my car. So you got to be careful with those kinds of things. Like I said, it sounds like a law school exam question, because that's the kind of thing they put on there. And, you know, discuss all the elements of everything for which people can be charged and why. So it's a crazy story out of Cincinnati. Bill sent it. Thanks a lot. Police say that a woman paid a thief to steal her own car from a Cincinnati auto shop. Fox19.com published it. WXIX. Chancellor Wynn wrote it, and Bill sent it. Thanks a lot. Questions, your comments, put them below. Let's talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Thank you for watching Leto's Law. Adventure is an attitude that we must apply to the day-to-day obstacles of life.